Hi, I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also enjoy all things spooky, and we make our self-care for ourselves a priority.
Yes.
So, Danae, what did you do this week for self-care?
So, this week for self-care, you know I love to cook. For myself and sometimes others in a small capacity. So I found a cute little, like, I just, like, follow certain things on Instagram that's, like, plant-based recipes or, like, salads
something
that aren't
salads for sure.
Or whatever the fuck. Just so I can, like, get out of my Caesar
usual
salad life.
Yeah.
So I made dinner for my family, my brother and his girlfriend, aka you.
Me.
You. So, yeah, I made a little, like, thyme arugula.
It was a really good
thing.
Little melody of all
yeah.
different things.
And then
so
Steven
good.
Grilled the chicken. He didn't make it crunchy. He did a
really good job. That
he's getting
chicken
it,
cut
think.
Like
it's
butter.
Like juicy, but it's a little like grilled on the outside, but
chicken's
not like
hard.
Yeah, I'm not good at it.
No, because I'm like
not on a grill, like I wouldn't really know.
I usually like cut it into strips and cook it that way because I'm
yeah,
like
yeah, because then I'm like then I know, but
yeah,
he did a really good job. So that was kind of like my self-care, was like I like to get creative with recipes, and then I also like to share with my friends and my family.
Yay.
Charlie. Candy Mountain. I don't know. It
Charlie.
Sounded like Candy Mountain.
It did. I don't know where it went, why it went that way, but
it's fine.
It's fine.
What did you do?
Well, I have been listening to my body, and
yes.
as I've been making a big deal, I got Kimfluenza. But I've been like taking a break.
We should make
like,
that a hashtag, Kimfluenza.
Yeah, Kimfluenza.
Take care of yourself.
Keith
Self
came up
yourself.
With it, and he was so proud of himself, so.
Your name just really, it can be a lot of fun.
Yeah, people are like, are you Kimplaining right now? And I'm like, no, I'm complaining. Or, like,
what's the other one? There were, like, several others, I feel like.
I'll, like, make an entire hashtag. Like, we'll do it one day.
Okay, it'll be fun.
It's Kimspirational. I don't know.
Yes! Kimspirational!
Yeah, it's all.
Oh my
all
gosh.
Tomorrow, like, give a notepad and be like, all right, people.
Oh, I'm just going to, like, think of things. Okay, perfect.
Yeah. So, okay. Anyways, I've been listening to my body.
Yes.
And I've been resting. Mm-hmm. Because I know, like, also, Danae and I have not recorded for a very long time because this house turned into a lot more than Keith and I even bargained for. So, we've been, we have not recorded for like a month and a half.
They've been busy as fuck.
Yeah, we've been like putting the house together and it's coming together. It's super great. Really
so
exciting.
So cute.
I'm so excited for you to see it. Like, we're not quite done. Like, we still have flooring and we still have a little bit of painting, but it's getting there.
Yeah.
So, basically, my body said, you need to rest because you're not going to get better.
You were so fucking sick.
So sick.
You had no other choice than to rest.
Exactly. But you know me, I will, like, let myself have 3 days, but this sickness was, like, no, because I'm at 10 days right now, and I still, like, need to rest and stuff like that, but I've just been listening to my body and resting.
Good for
and
you.
And I haven't been, other than tonight, I haven't drank any alcohol for, like, over a week.
Yeah, because, like, how can you?
Yeah, exactly, and I went to a doctor. I never go to the doctor ever.
You're like a non-doctor person.
I know.
Well, you didn't have insurance.
It's
so.
Yeah, it was more or less like, yeah, like I'm non-doctor in the fact that like I didn't have insurance for a really long time.
Yeah.
I have an inhaler. I just feel like a new person because like.
You're going to run up those Red Rock steps and not even have a fucking
and
asthma
I'm gonna
attack
have a little asthma attack, not a full blown
not
one.
A full blown one,
like I almost did.
Good for you.
But yeah, just kind of like prioritizing, like me, I need to rest, and the house will get it done, right? But the house can wait.
Well, because sometimes, like, we feel like we have to be productive all the time.
Exactly.
Like, last weekend, I remember Stephen was like, well, I didn't even get out for a bike ride, and I didn't do this, and I kind
it's
of
okay.
just sat on the couch, and I was like, sometimes it's okay. Like, we're kind of, like, trained to be like, you have to be productive at all mm-hmm. times. And mm-hmm. especially in, like, Colorado, where it's like,
Go.
If it's sunny out, you feel guilty for not, like, being out and about and, like, taking advantage of the
weather. And doing something with the weather.
Like, especially in the winter.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's okay to just, like, sit on the couch and be a fucking bum and watch, like, Housewives of Salt Lake City and...
Yeah, 90 Day Fiancé.
You know.
I just...
Enjoy those
kind of things.
Yeah,
have been letting myself, like... And, you know, I will get bursts of energy and I will go do stuff for the house... But, like, my thing is, like, it's going to get done, but right now, with I can't breathe.
It doesn't need to happen right this fucking
exactly.
second.
And, like, as much as, like, we would like to get everything done, it's just, like, it's not happening, and it's not because I don't want it to happen. It's because I need to listen to my body.
Your
my body,
body
right now is,
like,
you need to rest.
Slow down.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing too much. Because you were doing a lot where you were, like,
oh, yeah.
I'm not getting any sleep. I'm either working or working on the house or... having 4 hours of sleep. That's not enough.
I think when we were recording
Your body's
Tara,
like, goodbye. It's
Tara
time.
Calico, or the one after that, I remember I was like, this is my self-care, because I
Yeah. No,
I
that was, like,
rest.
The sweetest thing, too. It's like,
So essentially, my self-care is just listening to my body and realizing that, like, we'll get the house done, but maybe...
Let yourself rest.
Let myself rest.
Have
and
a little tea.
Yes,
to bed
which
early.
Thank you for that. Yeah, we've been getting to bed early, which
Good.
Is super great. So.
Good. I'm so glad.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. So yes, what are you going to tell me about today?
So, you know, I love a good Denver story.
I mean, I love
I love
Denver.
Some local stories. So today I am going to tell you about the Denver Spider-Man.
Ooh, my nephew would love this.
Yeah, he wasn't
It's
really...
after Christmas. I got him, like, a Spider-Man little, like...
Lego
Sorry,
set?
Like, it hit the... it was, like, this car thing that, like, transforms into... I don't know, it's kind of like a transformer,
That's
but...
That's cute.
Yeah,
That's cute.
I saw that. My sister's like, he loves Spider-Man, so...
Aww, Spider-Man.
I'm like, now it's after Christmas. I can say what I got him, but...
That's
I'm
cute.
Sure he loved it.
He's probably, like, obsessed with it. He's probably playing with it right now.
I'm sure he is.
That's
always what he's doing.
Yeah, well, he's not necessarily, like, a hero. He's actually kind of, like, a murderer.
The anti-hero? Hi, it's
me.
I'm
the
problem,
it's
me.
At tea.
Time.
Everybody agrees.
I love
Anyways,
that song
we're Taylor
so much.
Swift fans.
Wish we could afford to go to the concert.
No, absolutely not. Sorry.
I mean, I wish I could afford it. I probably wouldn't buy it.
I wish
but,
I
like,
was rich.
Ha, huh, if only.
But I did I did see Taylor Swift one time in concert. And her mom, you've heard this story.
I think about this story all the time and I'm still so jealous.
Yeah. This is the
Go off. Tell
this is
story.
The closest thing I have to a celebrity encounter. Me and my friend. We're at a Taylor Swift concert at the Pepsi Center, which is now the Ball Center.
Ball Arena.
Whatever the fuck.
Balls.
Balls. What the fuck did they name it that? It's fine. So we're there. We're just having the time of our lives. Vance Joy was the opener. And I fucking love Vance Joy. So this was before Vance Joy was popular. And I was like, oh my God, I'm obsessed. So I was like... Rip time, blah, 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 blah. I was, like, dancing my ass off. And Taylor Swift's mom comes down to, like, the plebes area, and she's like,
Comes up,
Hi.
Technically, nosebleed.
Comes up, yeah. It
Hi,
was
it's
nosebleed.
Me. I'm Taylor's mom. It's me.
We were in the nosebleeds, for sure. And she's like, Hi, do you, like, maybe want to go down to the floor? And I was like, Who is this lady? Like, why?
Yes, I would
love that. This seems like a scam.
Yeah.
Like, that was my first thought, because, like...
I mean, yeah.
I mean, what? And my friend's like, yeah, we would love that. And I was like, who is that? And then she's like, hi, I'm Taylor Swift's mom. I forget her name. Don't remember.
I bet she was really pretty.
She was so cute. And she gathered, me and my friend were like the oldest people in the gathering. They were all like 17 and we were like 26. And we were like, yay! We like rode the elevator down, went to the floor, had the best concert of our lives. It was amazing.
Yeah, I'm...
Anyways, side tangent.
I love you, but I hate you for that experience. I don't
remember why we're talking about Taylor Swift.
Because...
It's me. I'm the problem.
It's me. Okay, we're done. Okay. Sorry,
anyways,
guys.
Anyways. Okay, my sources for the Denver Spider-Man are Murderpedia, Out There... There's an Out There Colorado article.
I love Out There Colorado.
So good, right?
So good.
By Leslie James. Obviously, Wikipedia. Duh. Donate money to them. And an article on Denver Public Library's website.
Okay.
By a lady named Caroline. She didn't love give her last name.
Oh.
Okay, Caroline.
Okay, boo-boo.
She's being Cher.
Sorry.
Do your thing. Okay, so the year, 1899. Ooh. We're in Colorado. 31-year-old Philip Peters met 17-year-old Theodore Edward Conies, a talented mandolin player slash guitar player.
Okay.
Philip and his newlywed wife, Helen, also play guitar and mandolin in their free time. It's like their hobby.
Sounds like they have a lot in common.
They're in love. And they had just bought a home in North Denver on West Montcleef Place. So Philip and Theodore kind of connect over music. They're like, yay, we love guitar, we love mandolin. And
this back when houses were like $1.50 and maybe a cow.
Probably. Like, yeah. You just traded a goat for it. So Philip realizes that Theodore is actually a very talented mandolin player. He's kind of like this tall, skinny guy. He's got really like long fingers, so he's good at like plucking the guitar.
Getting in there.
You know, just like whatever. So he invites Theodore to come to his new home and instruct slash teach some of the members of their guitar and mandolin club.
Okay.
So it's like cute. It's like their little like, yay, Tuesday nights. Yay, we're friends. Doing music club. And so the Peters are kind of, you know, they're like a little bit older than Theodore. So they understand that he's like, I don't know, kind of like, they want to like take him under their wing.
Okay,
okay. So they invite him into their home. They realize that he is obviously a very musically talented person, but they also kind of realize that he's like a little bit like awkward. So they invite him to have dinner with them.
That's so
like,
nice.
Like pretty often. Yeah. Like when they have their like music club or whatever, they invite him to stay later and have dinner with them. And Theodore is very appreciative of that because he, when he was born in 1882, he was very unhealthy. Oh. Like the doctors were like, you're not gonna live past 18. Like they literally told his mom that.
That's really sad.
Yeah, so he just...
Wait, he was born in 1882?
1882.
100 years.
100 years after Stephen.
Oh my god, before.
Before.
It's fine. Stephen's a
witch.
You
know what I meant.
I knew you meant. I just thought it was funny to, like, be like, wait.
Wait.
Math.
You're wrong.
Yet again.
Yet again. Mathing. You don't know time. So he just, apparently he had like some sort of respiratory illness. Like we're not really sure.
Is it asthma? 'Cause girl, do I feel that.
We're not really sure exactly like what it was diagnosed as. He was just like weak.
Okay.
Is what they kind of
I have an inhaler.
They're like,
all
you're
I'm
gonna
saying.
Die. Like, just be prepared for that.
Like, maybe have an inhaler, but, like, good job being
born. Your birthday comes dead, you know? So he couldn't, it was kind of sad because he like couldn't really like play with other kids
Aww.
When he was younger because he had like a very weak heart. He had very weak lungs.
You've
like,
seen the movie Jack, right?
No.
Okay, it's like where Robin Williams plays a 10-year-old boy.
That immediately sounds like I'm going to cry.
It's a cute movie, and okay. he, like, doesn't play with the other kids because he, like, looks like he's 40, but he's 10. So what? He, like, it's a really good movie. It's Jack. I mean, unfortunately, like, what's his face that, like, sexually molested, like, all those people when they were passed out?
Who? Harvey Weinstein?
No.
America's no, the dad, other
Bill
one.
Cosby. Bill Cosby's in it, which sucks.
Oh, but there's yeah. so many. There's so many. So
basically,
Hollywood.
It's about a 40-year-old man who is a 10-year-old boy, but he looks like he's 40 because he has like a aging disease. So he like stays.
He's like
inside.
Reverse Benjamin Button.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it's like really sad because, and then like at the end of the movie, he like his parents let him go to school, and he like has all these friends. It's so cute.
Okay. I'll save that for when I want to
I'm sorry. Cry. I need you. It's a good one.
It's a good one. Okay. So anyways, because he was like so weak, he was so unhealthy. His mom was like, "Well, we don't need to go to school then." She like removes him from school.
That's She's, how you make your child awkward,
also,
ma'am.
Also like to have that kind of like weird thing where she's like, well, you're going to die anyway, so, like, what's the fucking use?
What's the point of educating
That's
you?
That's terrible. So That's she removes so him from school because she's like, you're not going to need it. He's never had, like, a real job.
I think that's the worst thing you right? could do for your kid is never making them work for
I'm
anything.
I'm sorry, but, like, even if you were like, oh, you aren't going to live past this age, it's like, I would want you to live your life in the moment, like, for each year of school and like participate with other children and like
just because on the off chance you make
yeah,
it
yeah maybe you make it like
yeah
you're good and you're set for
you're
life.
Gonna want to give them the skills of like working and you want to give them the skills
like how to be a
I think social
human.
Social skills are really important
especially at that age
exactly I knew someone in my family that was dealing with medical issues. And they didn't really get to go to school in middle school, you know, Aww. The most dire time.
Which
so,
is, like, the worst time mm-hmm. of my life.
So he was awesome, but just a little bit awkward because he missed, like, a big part of, like, a big chunk of, like, his...
He missed the awkward part, so then he was awkward later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was really unfortunate, but, like, at the same time, I mean, missed a lot of bullying. So, I mean, there's
True.
Good and there's
True.
Good and
there's
bad.
There's good and bad.
Yeah.
Well, this was sort of bad. So, basically, Philip and Theodore have their, like, music sessions, whatever, for, like, a few years. But after a while, they kind of lose touch. And Theodore becomes a drifter. So
yeah, because he didn't, like, learn skills.
Yeah, exactly. So, he didn't really have an education. He didn't really have a means to kind of, like, understand what he needed to do to, like, make it in the world.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, his mother died in 1911, and he was left to fend for himself. So he was traveling from city to city. He was trying to survive, but he was essentially homeless. And he didn't have an education. He didn't know how, like we said, to make money or figure
Just
it out.
Just live in general.
So he thought maybe he could enlist in the army. But they okay. turned him away because
oh, no.
he wasn't healthy enough.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
that physical's pretty intense.
Yeah. So he had kind of nowhere to turn, and he's just kind of like making ends meet, living under bridges, roadsides. He's trying to find food wherever he can.
He's in Colorado, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. So
which, like, I can't even imagine
cold
being
here.
Homeless and drifting around in the winter, like
yeah
oh god like it's
even
it's,
getting from my car to inside is
dude
like,
it's so cold and even like this week it's gonna be like -8 so
that's what I heard Wednesday and Thursday like
yeah like ugh. I cannot imagine being outside for like 24 hour periods
yeah no thank you
so in 1912 Philip and Theodore run into each other again. Theodore tells Philip that his mother had passed away. And he kind of mentions, you know, he's struggling to survive. He's not really sure what to do. It kind of seems like he's, in a polite way, seeing if Philip can sort of give him some money or has the means to lend him money.
Yeah.
And Philip kind of puts a stop to that, and he's like, sorry, like, I really can't, like, I'm so sorry.
That goat put me out buying my house. Like, sorry about the goat.
Sorry about the goat. So they kind of separate ways, and they don't end up seeing each other for a very long time.
Oh, wow.
So we're jumping to decades later, October 17th, 1941.
Oh, wow. So, like, 50 years.
Yeah, it's a long time. Philip's neighbor was delivering a meal to him that evening. Reason being is that Helen, his wife, was in the hospital because she had broken a hip and she was recovering. So his neighbor was doing the kind of, like, neighborly thing of, that's like, really, let me bring nice. You a meal.
Yeah.
Let me help you out. Like, I know you're kind of, like, going back and forth between the hospital and home.
Because at this point, he's probably in his 70s.
Yeah, he's in his 70s. So he's, you know, his neighbors love him, and they're trying to take care of him and just...
Are they still in the same house that they...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
The
okay.
same house, which is, like, the cutest thing.
Yeah, that is super cute.
So neighbor knocks on the door and finds it odd that no one is home, because she had kind of, like, they had an arrangement where he knew that she was going to come over and drop off dinner.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he was going to go to the hospital, come home, she was going to drop off dinner, he'd be kind of, like, in for the night.
Yeah.
So she keeps knocking, knocking, nothing's happening, it's quiet, and she just gets this, like, weird feeling. You know, the gut feeling where you're like, I don't...
I hate it, but you always have to listen to your gut.
Something isn't right.
Yeah.
So she goes and rallies up a couple other neighbors, and she's like, I just don't think something's right. Like, do you guys want to come over and, like...
We'll go together.
See if maybe we can, like, get him to answer the door. Maybe he's just taking a nap. Like, yeah, we don't sure. know. So they all kind of, like, go over there. They're knocking. They're trying to, like, see if he'll come to the door. Nothing's happening. So then they start kind of, like, circling the house. Like, is there a door that's open? Like, maybe we can try and get in. Like, maybe he's, I don't know. Like, there, it could be a whole
a million different
of things,
reasons,
right?
For sure, yeah.
So they're just kind of, like, trying to see if maybe they can get in the house and see if maybe he's, like, fallen down or something. Maybe he needs some help.
Well, his wife did that to her
exactly.
hip, so it's logical.
And, you know, when you fall like that, like, if your hip is broken, like, you cannot get up.
You're not going anywhere.
Like,
yeah.
You're going to just lay there for a while until someone finds you. So basically they're trying all the doors, they're trying all the windows, they're pretty much all locked, but one neighbor finds a loose window screen. So she kind of, like, pries it open and climbs into the house, and that's where she finds a bloody scene. So Philip has been beaten to death with multiple head wounds.
Oh,
like,
God.
His skull's,
no.
like, smashed in.
No.
Yeah. He was, like, half naked, like, as if he had been kind of, like, sleeping and, like, went
sure.
downstairs or
yeah.
something. Like, he was barefoot, you know, comfortable in your own home
yeah.
kind of thing. Blood is everywhere. He was 73.
God. So already, like, old enough.
Yeah. So when police arrived to the scene... They noticed
what
that
his wife, or was she at the hospital?
She was still at the hospital.
Okay, okay.
Thank God.
Yeah.
When they arrived to the scene, they noticed that there's money and his wristwatch is still in his bedroom. Like, it's just casually.
Okay, so obviously it wasn't
like
financially.
Took it out of his pocket.
Yeah.
So they're like, obviously it's not a robbery, because, like, any stupid robber would just.
Would grab that and
grab
go.
Everything.
Yeah.
They also notice that the front door had been locked from the inside with a chain lock. You know, like one of the ones that you have to...
Like a hotel.
Like, there's no way that you could do that from the outside,
no,
right?
No, definitely not.
And the back door was also locked. So I'm assuming they had come in from the window that the neighbor went in
mm-hmm.
to be able to see these kind of clues.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're kind of like, that's fucking weird. Why? Where did this person come from? Because the neighbor was the only one that opened this one, like, loose
screen. Yeah, after searching for a while.
Yeah. So they're like, weird, okay, so how did the murderer get in? Unfortunately, they don't really have much else to go on. Like, there's kind of no other clues.
Yeah.
Ooh. So the case just kind of, it goes stagnant, it goes cold.
And how long do they investigate before it goes, like, cold?
A few months, okay. I guess-ish.
Yeah.
Because meanwhile, Helen is still recovering in the hospital. And the house is just kind of sitting empty.
Does she know what happened?
Yeah.
Oh.
Which is like, oh my God.
I mean, they have to tell her, but at the same time, it's like, but she's already got enough on her plate. And with...
how sad.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't imagine being like, I wasn't there, and, like, this happened. Like, ugh.
I feel like you would, unfortunately, probably, like, blame yourself. Like, maybe if I was there, yeah, it wouldn't happen.
Yeah, exactly. So, as the house is sitting empty, neighborhood kids start to talk about seeing ghosts in the windows of the Peters' house. So,
where there's smoke, there's a ghost.
So they claim to see someone peeking out of the windows. Someone as
no,
in a
thank
ghost.
You. No. I
a
know
very
exactly.
Pale.
I know exactly
figure.
What's going on.
Yeah. Some people even claim to hear strange noises.
A gangly, I'm sure, like,
gangly
figure.
As fuck. But they start to hear strange noises, right? So rumors start to swirl that the house on Moncleef is haunted. It's spooked, if
it's
you will.
It's haunted.
If you're in the 40s, you
by
say
the living.
It's spooked.
I love that.
So.
Ooh, yeah, it's a spooked house. Spooked. Oh, my God.
We're not from Minnesota. It's fine.
It's fine. Who
so,
is?
Basically, Helen eventually heals from her hip injury. And this is like
early
1942. So, dude was killed in October of 41. Philip was killed. And then she is finally healed from her hip injury in early 1942. So it's like a serious.
Did she have someone take her home?
Yes. Yes. But first, she decides she wants to go back home because this is her home of almost 40, 50-ish years.
Yeah.
Like, she's been there a long time. Like, this was, like, her and Philip's
comfort.
Fresh home when they first got married. Like, she wants to go home.
I can't imagine staying in a home for 50 years.
Where else would you go? You know, like, so she wants to go home.
I say that my parents have been in their house for... my God, almost 30 years.
Wow, really?
Yeah. We moved there in 96.
Oh, shit.
That's crazy. Oh, my gosh, I didn't even think about that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, where else would you go, right?
Yeah.
So, even though her husband's been murdered there, it's a little bit like, oh. She still is like, that's my home. So, she goes there.
Well, she has so many other great memories that, unfortunately, can...
And shortly after her return, she is startled by a shadowy figure in the house.
No, no, no.
Just some little ghosty guy.
Nope, I hate it.
Hanging out in the shadows. And guess what? She ends up injuring her hip again. The same hip. The same little fragile hip.
You poor little
baby. That she already hurt.
Yeah.
So... since the first injury took, like, so long to heal, she was like, no, I'm not going back to the hospital. I don't want to do that. I'm going to hire a like, live-in nurse to kind of
I don't blame her.
Take care of me so I can be in the comfort of my home.
Yeah.
And I can still heal. And so she hires this nurse to come help her. And pretty quickly after this nurse is hired, she starts getting hella creeped out because she starts seeing said shadowy figure and she starts hearing rattling in the walls. So she's like, surely this house is fucking haunted. And
all these people dumb. Like, I already know what's going to happen. Exactly. Like, you haven't told me what's going to happen. Well, I did tell you the,
you know. Okay, so anyways. So she's like, oh my God, it's haunted. So she calls it quits when the figure chatters its teeth at her. It's at the top of the stairs and it's like, like, I don't even know what that means. Like, he's just like shivering.
It means no thank you.
It means you're unhinged.
Please stop.
So he's at the top, just little chatter teeth action. And she's like, goodbye. I resign.
I'm the person who would get killed in a horror movie because my dumb ass, I'm like, no, no, no. But I know me. I'd be like, come down here.
Come at me, bro.
I would actually walk upstairs. That is why I will get killed.
Because come at me, bro.
I don't want to have any questions.
Chatter your teeth down here, bitch.
Like, literally, I would go investigate. I'm the idiot who investigates.
Oh, but I'll have your back, and I'll, like, have a knife behind you.
Thank you.
No, wait, I'll go before you, but, like, crouch down so they don't know.
Okay, can I give you a quick story, really quickly?
Or Achilles tendon.
Achilles tendon, okay. Because that's their weakness.
Okay, that's our plan. Okay. No one take that. That's our horror movie plan.
You can't do it. You can't.
It's ours.
Really quick side note, I need to tell you why. Okay. I'm the dumb, like, white girl who's like, who is it?
Okay.
Okay. So Keith was out of town, and this is back when we were in the apartment, and I heard a loud crash.
No.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in your apartment?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yep. I was in the room. I was getting ready to go to bed. The light was still on, and Ruger started flipping out.
No, that's when you know. Did you grab a knife?
No, I sure didn't.
I'm going to get you some Cutco knives.
Please.
I almost chopped off my whole finger.
Yeah, but, like, you know how I feel about MLMs. I'll say to your face.
No, he's not even trying to recruit us. I got a guy.
Okay.
He'll just anyways. Okay, sorry.
So I go investigate.
Uh-huh.
We didn't find anything. But I'm telling you, me and Ruger, I think somebody, like, probably, like, did something outside.
Okay, something fell.
But I don't know, something fell.
Well, Ruger probably scared the shit out of him. He was like, not today,
like,
bitch.
Our door was locked and everything, but me and him went and investigated the situation.
Oh my God, Ruger's like Scooby-Doo.
I know. I was like, Ruggie, Ruggie, Roo, where are you? But we,
so
me and him went and checked the closet. He checked what behind the doors. What was Aspen doing?
Just fucking lounging around.
She was just like gang-holed. Well, Spenny didn't know, like, that danger was afoot, so Spenny's just like, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, I'm just being Aspen. Ruger checked behind the doors, and I checked the closets.
Rookie, what a good boy.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is I'm the dumbass who I'm like, ooh, scary, but, like, in real life,
are you,
I'm like, there could have been somebody in my apartment.
Not when you have a scary-ass dog by your side.
I forgot about that until literally right now, and I was like, where is it? Come out.
And then Ruger's just like, yeah, eat your fucking face.
I'll kill you.
I'll kill you.
Yeah, okay. So I just wanted to tell you that.
That was a beautiful story.
I would have. Do you like how I coughed to just stamp the point home?
You know, just like a period, point blank. That
I will cough for the next year. But, yeah, I just wanted to state I would probably be the idiot who would go after this person.
No, like, I probably would, too. But I would get a Cutco knife.
Yeah, because you're smart. Me, I'm like,
slash the fuck. Well, you've got a dog, so that's, like, your weapon.
Yeah, I mean, Ruger's gonna fuck shit up.
Oh, my God, he would, though. He would. Okay, so anyways.
Sorry.
The nurse is like, goodbye. Not today. Spirits. Hate that.
No, thank you, Satan.
No, thank you, Satan. I will not be selling my soul to you. So at this point, her neighbors are so nice.
I love hearing that. Another
neighbor is like, you know what? Helen needs help. She's old.
Let's help her. Let's rally.
Her hip is hurting times two because she's broken it literally twice. And she's like, okay, I'm going to, you know, just kind of like be your little nurse.
Oh, that is really sweet.
Whatever. But she sees the infamous shadowy figure. And she runs after this figure.
Oh, so she's
like
me.
Fitting that we just had this conversation.
Hashtag Kim energy.
She's Kim. She's got Kim energy.
Kimmergy.
And she was like, she didn't even turn the lights on. She was like, not today, motherfucker. You want to go?
Sometimes you don't have time to turn on the
exactly.
lights.
And she just went for it. And he, like, escapes and just, like, disappears to nowhere. And she's like, I don't know where he went. But she really tried to confront this guy.
Yeah.
This ghost man, spider guy, whatever.
She's like, you're hurting Helen!
She's like, how dare you?
Where do you get off?
Not Helen. Not sweet Helen.
Not today, anyway.
You better not. So she's pissed. She runs after him. He disappears to nowhere. It's like a fucking Scooby-Doo episode. There's like a flash of light and he's gone. So she's just like, you know what I'm going to do? Call the police. Because, like, that's a normal fucking thing to do. She calls the police because everyone in the whole entire neighborhood is like, we're hearing things. We're seeing things. She literally chased this ghost man, whatever, and he's nowhere to be found. So police are like, yeah, whatever. So
I have a theory.
Okay, tell me.
He's climbing fast.
He's a fast climber.
Yeah.
Okay. Valid.
Have you seen speed climbing? Shit's impressive.
It's like always skinny-ass people.
I know. There was like...
They have no weight to like pull up.
They're
like,
remember,
I'm skinny bones. It's fine.
We were at Earth Treks and we were watching some man and he was like...
He's like 95 pounds.
He's like a spider. He just was like at the top and I'm like, I'm sorry.
Because he doesn't have a big badonkadonk to like pull up.
You know, it's like
Enjoy your no butt.
Yeah. But nobody enjoys looking at it. Anyways, so that's what happened.
Okay, that is a good theory.
Okay. I just had to give you my theory.
I love it.
Okay, good.
So basically, everyone's freaking out. They're like, oh my God, there's a ghost. And they're like, Helen, you need to leave. So she leaves.
Oh, so she listens?
Helen's like, she's kind of old.
I know, but you know the old people who are like...
They're stubborn. And she,
bitch, I know.
She gave it her best shot, you know, like living in her own home. But like the nurse left and then the neighbor saw the ghost. So she's like, okay, fine. I'm going to go live with my son in the Springs. So she goes down
to
Colorado Springs. She's old. She loves it.
I hate it for her.
She goes to Garden of the Gods every day, probably.
Okay, like, good choice.
Like, praise Jesus.
Keith lived in the Springs, and you know what we did?
Elk.
Didn't stay in the Springs.
There was, like, elk and stuff. Just
They were, like, looking around.
They're
like,
just, like,
I'm
around,
just an elk.
Like, in
and
parking
you're like,
lots and shit.
Yes, you are. Memories.
So, anyways, she is off to be safe.
Okay, good.
Like, there's a ghost demon in this house.
But what's she doing with the house in the meantime?
It's just sitting empty.
Okay. Like, well, they did pay a goat for it, so.
They paid in goat, so it's fully taken care of.
It's good.
No just
worries.
One goat.
Yep, just one. It is the 70s, and they have two houses, and she is a part-time magician.
It's the 40s.
See the black phone, it's fine. Okay, anyways, go on. Sorry.
Anyways, goats. Paying for houses. So it's sitting there empty. They've got like the sheets on the like furniture and shit, you know, like as they do in like creepy movies.
Cause, oh,
like,
yeah.
You gotta protect the furniture.
I mean,
you don't want your velvet sofa to get like.
You probably
dust
had to pay another
it.
Goat for all that furniture.
Probably several.
Yeah.
Maybe a miniature cow.
Okay, so now cute. you're just saying crazy things.
Okay,
that is expensive. Mini cow. I don't know the market for the mini cow at that point.
I would love to have a mini cow.
I think it would be so cute.
Oh my God.
I can't eat beef. I would actually
well,
be friends with
ew,
that.
No, I would never eat
no,
it.
No, I know. I'm saying, but like me and it would be friends because I don't have a use for you.
Oh.
You don't have a use for me, but friendship.
Just love.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, she paid a miniature cow for
anyways.
The sheets that sat on her furniture. So it's a fully, like, empty house. People are still hearing things. They're seeing things. They're like, oh, my God, it's haunted. So eventually...
Okay, so the haunted thing isn't dying off, even though people are like...
Kim, it's the 40s.
I understand.
We don't believe in science at this point.
You're right. I'm
except
the fool.
For bombs.
Yeah, hashtag bombs. Hashtag World War II.
Nuclear bombs. So she... Whatever, she's out. Basically... Because there's so many, like, things happening, Denver PD sends out some police officers to just, like, stake out the house. Just, like, see if there's, like,
what's some going on?
Weird sure. happenings. We don't know. So they're outside. They're not seeing things for, like, days.
So the stuff has, like, heightened. Like, the weirdness has just gotten worse, correct?
I guess. I mean, like, it's, like, so much so that they're sending out a police.
Sure.
Two police officers sure. to kind okay. of, like, check this out. Is this, like, are people just, like, running off of the rumor mill? Or are they, like, actually
seeing things? Is there, like, actually some truth
substance
to this.
Yeah. So they don't really see anything. And then one day, as the mailman is dropping off mail, they see a ghostly face peek out of the curtains.
The mailman does?
The mailman and the police.
Okay.
So the policemen are, like, running into the house. They start searching everywhere. They're like, stop, halt, it's the police. Whatever the fuck they say.
Yeah.
One officer, like, flings open a closet door, and he sees a pair of legs just, like, kicking, like, from the ceiling.
Did he grab it? Did he grab the legs?
He did. So someone is, like, clearly trying to, like, climb into the attic.
Sure.
And he tries to pull on the pant leg, but they're so, like, tattered and worn that it just, like, immediately tears. It's, like, paper. It's, like... torn. So then he's like, oh shit, the legs are still kicking. It's like a matter of seconds. He grabs an ankle, pulls down as hard as he can. He pulls a man down. A full ass man.
Named
a full ass skinny man named Theodore.
Boom.
Thank you. Kim solved it.
I did it. Let's go.
You did it. You already knew.
Time for dinner.
So at this point, this man is like, he's frail as fuck. He's skinny as shit. So when he, like, falls from the ceiling, he's, like, unconscious. You know, as you do.
As one as does do. If they run up the stairs and break their
Maybe
toes.
Maybe, like, hit his head. He doesn't have enough Nutri-Grain bars. Like, he's not looking
He good. Didn't raid the kitchen. That's on him.
Mm. Yeah. So an ambulance comes. They help him. They, like, get him back to consciousness. They're, like, here, eat a granola bar. Have some water. Please
With your gangly
eat
ass.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they take him to the police station.
Okay.
And they're like, what the actual fuck?
Is their first question about the husband? Because that's my question.
Well, that's the obvious question.
Okay, cool.
So let me tell you. Theodore had been living in Philip and Helen's home for about a month before Philip accidentally discovered him about 9 months before the police found him. So he was like...
I thought okay. you said like a month before, so I was kind of like...
So a month before Philip found him, but then Philip was murdered, so like people didn't know he was there. And then 9 months after that, then the police discovered him.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah. So...
So how long was Helen living there with him there?
Not as long, because she was only there from January to... I think it was just, like, a couple months because I think it was only January, actually.
Okay.
Because she moved out pretty quickly after that. That's when okay. the nurse was, like, immediately.
I'm out.
Yeah. And the neighbor was like, there's a fucking guy here. So he was super frail. And then when they, like, actually explored the attic, the hole to get up there was only, like, 2 feet wide. Like,
God.
For a full-grown man who's, like...
That's terrifying.
5'10", and he was, like, 137 pounds when they found him. Like, that's, like...
That's really skinny.
That's super skinny for... Yeah. And, you know, you think of, like, kind of a man's shoulders are a little bit broader. So 2 feet is, like, how are you getting in there?
Yeah, like, that's not
yeah.
a thing.
Once you're up in the attic, it's only about the size of a coffin. So, like, you can't even really stand up. Like, our attic, you can stand up. You can kind of, like, put... There's, like, some storage.
Yeah.
This attic was so small that there was, like, an ironing board that was, like, kind of broken. And he, like, stacked some newspapers on it and made a bed. And then he, like...
Wow, it sounds so homey.
Just, like, shot up there and stuff. So, it smelled real bad.
Oh, I bet.
Even
the thought, I'm like... Oh,
yeah. So police are famously quoted as saying, you'd have to be a spider to be able to live up there. Hence the name, the Denver Spider-Man, that then took off in headlines. So it was kind of like a media frenzy. They're like, dude's been living in the fucking attic. He's forever. The Denver Spider-Man. Theodore had been in the Peters' neighborhood in September of 1941. And he remembered where they lived. He remembered the guitar club, the mandolin club. And he had been struggling, so he was kind of like, okay, I remember this neighborhood. Let me just, like, go and see if maybe this house is unlocked and see if I can get some food. So he did that. The house was unlocked because at that point, Philip was most likely visiting Helen in the hospital.
Sure.
Because she had broken her hip.
Yeah.
So he was out, like, probably most of the day. So Theodore finds some food. He, like, feeds himself. He feels satiated. And then he finds a closet and he just, like, takes a nap in it for, like, an hour. No, multiple hours, actually.
Okay.
Multiple hours. I'm like, wow, that's a risk. But when he wakes up from his, like,
massive nap. Is anyone worried about, like, snoring?
Apparently not. I don't know.
Like, okay.
So he wakes up from his nap and he kind of like looks up and he's like, oh, there's like, you know, when you can see that there's a place where you can push up to go to the attic.
Yeah.
So he realizes that there's like a little space where he's like, oh, there might be a place that I can go to the attic.
Yeah, sure.
So he explores a little bit and he's like, oh, here's a whole ass attic. Well, not a whole ass, coffin ass attic. And he's like,
probably the most space he's seen in a while.
So. Yeah. So he's kind of like, well, I'm going to try and stay here. So he stays there. He hears when Philip comes home and he just like stays quiet and he's like, okay, I got this.
Yeah.
So then it just kind of keeps going. So he just decides to live there. And even though it was freezing in the winter, because like if you have an attic, like you go up there and it's literally, there's no
insulation. We forgot to close our attic door in our closet.
And, dude, it's so cold.
Well, yeah, and this is, like, back when we thought, like, the heater was broken. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
We thought we were going to have to get a new furnace. That was a fun one. But when I walked into the house, because Keith had done something in the attic, it literally, I thought he left a window open because there was, like, a breeze coming in.
No, yeah, like, you so go cold. Up into the attic to, like, get down Christmas decorations. You're like, it's freezing. Or you go up there in the summer and you're like, it's so hot.
Yeah, it's extreme to the other.
It's one extreme to the other, and especially in, like, Denver, like, Colorado, like, we have very extreme
given
weather.
An hour, and your temperature changes.
So, he was, even though he realized it was, like, extremes, he was like, well, it's better than, like, living under a fucking bridge. Or sure. Going from place to place trying to find something.
Well, because I'm sure he like, was like, no still protection. Like getting in the closet and like warming himself up.
Yeah, I'm sure like he down. Probably found ways to warm himself up, but it's also like it's better than being on the streets and like not really knowing what's going to come at you. Like you have a shelter, you're safe.
Yeah, yeah.
So regardless of you're how not gonna hot die of exposure. How cold it is, you're still like safe from other elements.
Yeah.
How he described it to the police was that on the day of the murder, he had gone downstairs to get some food as he usually did when he believed that Philip was gone. So he had, you know, it seemed quiet. He was like, I'm going to go downstairs. I'm going to eat something. Philip had actually been taking a nap and he woke up. And Philip and Theodore met face to face.
Yeah.
So, like, that's weird.
That's creepy as shit. That's crazy.
Also, they haven't seen each other in decades. So, and considering that Theodore has been on the streets and living in the attic, like, I'm sure he does not look the same or recognizable as 17-year-old Theodore when Philip and
it is alarming when you go into a room and somebody's there that you don't expect.
Right.
Like, Keith has been home, and I've gone into the basement, and he has walked into the basement, and our basement's not quiet.
Well, when you're not expecting and I've been like, fucking terrifying. You're like, yeah. I'm alone. And then also, like, not even recognizing him as a person of, like, I know you kind of thing.
Like, who the hell are you? Yeah. It's been
So it's, like, years. A matter of seconds where they start fighting. Like, makes sense. Philip thinks there's an intruder in his home. Theodore is home. Like, holy shit, right. I've been found out. And Theodore told people, or he told the police, rather, that he knew that one of the men would have to die that day, and it was not going to be him.
Yep.
Which, as frail as he is, I was kind of like, well, he's up against a 73-year-old, so, like,
yeah,
probably didn't
But it's much. Not like he's that much younger.
He's, like, 59 at this point.
Okay, so he's, like, 10 years younger?
Ugh. Ish. Yeah. So, Philip, he struck Philip over and over again with a heavy iron stove shaker.
Oh, God.
Which was the picture that I sent you. It's kind of like, it kind of looks like a pot handle.
Yeah, and we'll like, post this on our Instagram, like too. Yeah.
But it's, like, thicker. It's, like, a heavy iron thing. And basically, you would use it in those kind of, like, old-timey stoves to kind of, like, shake the wood around to, like, get the heat going.
Yeah, makes sense.
To, like, whatever, get your soup hot or whatever you needed to do. So he used this big, heavy stove shaker, and hit Philip over the head more than a dozen times.
That's overkill.
It's literally a lot. And also, on a note of, like, overkill, I think that there were a lot of things that said that Theodore was very angry with the way that he was treated in his life, because a lot of people bullied him and commented on how...
And it's, like, so weird that he took it out on Philip, who treated him...
Who treated him with kindness.
Yeah, and was like, ooh, we'll go to dinner, and, you know, and like...
probably would have if he had been like, hey, wait, it's me. I've just been like, I didn't have
I mean, who's to say, but I feel like he probably would have been like,
pled his case.
Yeah, and like, let him stay for a few days. And Philip would have been like,
cool, it's fine. But like, we don't know. So anyways, he ends up murdering Philip, and that was where he had kind of told police how and why and like the details of it.
Yeah.
He essentially just kind of like left the mess and just went back to the attic and waited. And then he heard the neighbors and he heard the police.
If he used his cognitive thinking skills, he could have stayed so much longer.
He was up there listening to everything. So then when they like pulled him out, blah, 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 they took him to the station. They hear his story. After that, he was sent to jail in November of 1942. And he pretty much lived out the rest of his life in the Colorado State Penitentiary.
The one in Florence?
I didn't look it up.
Oh, okay.
Somewhere,
okay.
Probably. I don't know. Maybe.
Florence is, like, the max security that, like,
I thought it was Cannon City, actually, from what I read. I don't know. Where's Florence?
Florence is, like, it's really close to Pueblo. It's very south, but that's, like, where, Charles Manson, the Unabomber.
Oh, okay.
I
just remember reading it was Cannon City.
Okay, so that's a different one. Yeah.
But there, he became a librarian, and he actually kind of, like, thrived in prison.
It seems like he needed some sort of structure.
Yeah.
It's just really unfortunate it came at the cost of...
Of Philip. Killing someone.
Yeah.
His friend.
Like, someone who showed him a lot of kindness.
Bonded over music with, like, it's sad. So, he basically spent the rest of his life there. He loved being the librarian. He loved recommending books to different prisoners.
Yeah.
He loved having full meals
for yeah.
once in his adult life.
Probably had more room to spread out.
And he actually had a place to sleep. He felt safe.
Did Helen ever say anything to him, or was it just...
There wasn't anything about that. There was no statement that I found of her, like, saying anything, but, yeah, he fucking loved jail. He was like, this is for me.
Gypsy Rose, you've heard that story? Yeah, she loves jail, too, because totally. She said it's more freedom than she got with her mom.
Absolutely.
So. Some people thrive.
So the ironic thing is that he stayed there until his death in 1967, which made him an old age of 85.
Oh, wow.
So doctors were like, you're not going to live past 18. Bro made it to 85.
Jesus. I didn't even think about that.
Like, I don't know.
You can prove doctors wrong. Yeah.
You can prove doctors wrong all the time.
I wasn't supposed to live past the age of, like, I wasn't supposed to live past an infant. I was born with RSV. Really? I was supposed to die. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I was, like, not supposed to make it.
Well, I feel like doctors always give you worst case scenarios. So yeah. They're like, oh, like, how many women do you know that are like, I was told I was never going to have children. You're like, okay, you have, like, 5 kids.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. And it's, oh. And then there's women that are like, you're going to have children. You have great hips for it. And then they don't because, unfortunately, it's just, yeah, it's so weird. That's crazy, though. 85. You won't make it past 18, but ding dong, he's there at 85. So,
yeah.
So, wow.
I feel bad because it's kind of like one of those things where it's like, he really didn't kind of like have a chance. And they kind of made it so, right? Like they were... His family, his doctors, his everyone was like, well, you're just going to die. So, like, what's the fucking use?
Yeah. That's like, why it's like, even if you hear that, it's like, you need to get
what's
the skills.
What's the use in even, like, putting any effort into your life? Like, I feel like at that point, I'd be, like, more motivated and be like, let's see what I can achieve. Yeah.
But if you're... But that's the way you're born now. You got to look at it this way. Like, you're born with the tenacity and everything and... He probably wasn't.
Yeah, and if everyone's telling you from the moment you're born that you're not going to make it and you're weak and you're terrible and you just can't survive, then...
You're probably going to believe them and be like, yeah, what's the point in even trying? So
exactly.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy one.
The Denver Spider-Man. Like, he did not
I thought he was going to climb buildings.
He didn't. He maybe could have. You know, like we said, climbers are, like, kind of, like, skinny little scrawny guys.
Yeah.
He probably could have if he wanted.
Sorry we said that, Keith. Well, we're going to post pictures of this on our Instagram, which is Mysterious Mavens Pod. Please come follow us.
Follow us, like us.
We do fun stuff. So.
We're fun people.
We're fun as fuck.
We like soup.
We love soup. We love jokes. We love putting my name in words.
Yes. We love making it Kim Possible to, you know.
You know, it's funny. Everyone goes with Kim Possible. And
it's the easiest one. It's like low-hanging fruit, you know?
Yeah. You don't have to work for it very hard. Yeah.
Anyways, hit us up. We love you.
We have a group on Facebook. Join the discussion. That's definitely not happening right now because it's very small. It's very small. Give us self-care tips, stories.
Yeah.
Just say hi, comments, whatever, at our Gmail.
Literally anything.
MysteriousMavensPod@gmail.com. But yeah, we love you and we love doing this. So
is this the last episode before 2023? No, this is
I don't know.
The newest one. Kim, do your whatever.
Listen, I am a
do your math.
Okay, I'll, like, look at a calendar, but... Okay,
well, you did it in your head before.
I know, and, like, I was really proud of me.
You are sick, though.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so, actually...
This is gonna be, like, in the new year.
Yeah. This is the new year,
new
so.
Year, new me.
This is the 4th of January.
Look at us.
That's crazy. Doing it. Happy New Year, everybody.
Live your best life.
Live your best life.
Okay.
In 2023.
23.
Okay, we love you.